Joe Biden is sincere when he says he wants to unite the country, but I don't know if George Washington and Abraham Lincoln coming back to life and doing a Unite America tour with Beyonce could unite our country right now. Biden's also sincere in wanting to rescue America from coronavirus, but I don't know if his just announced $1.9 trillion so-called American rescue plan can, nor leave any money for the future Beyoncés of America. It has some familiar sounding stuff in it, like direct payments.
We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people.
And familiar federal unemployment benefits and eviction and foreclosure moratoriums, but he wants those extended through September. And there are things that don't sound familiar at all, at least when it comes to fighting coronavirus, like increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Plus, Biden has plans for another huge spending bill in February that will address infrastructure and climate change, forgive student loans, and advance racial equity. I don't know how spending advances racial equity, but he and Congress sure will advance our national debt. What will increasing the minimum wage, though, do to small businesses hanging by a thread? Will they have to let people go? Will rental property companies have to fire people because they'll be waiting until October for rent payments? But really, who cares about a job? When you add Biden's proposed federal unemployment benefit to Arizona's, that equals a $33,000 a year salary. Look, I'm okay with spending big bucks if we spend it on the right things, like, you know...
100 million shots at the end of my first 100 days as president.
But only a small portion of this $2 trillion plan goes to vaccinations and... Okay, hang on a second. I just called this $1.9 trillion plan a $2 trillion plan, and I'm sorry, because that would suggest that $100 billion is a nominal amount. When Biden's plan amounts to $1 million, multiplied 1,900,000 times, which might not break the bank, but just officially broke my brain.